you're still Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, Coach Dozier, we're on the air right now. I'm talking to Coach Vern Dozier. He is a man who takes exception to some of the statements that I made about the Mepham High School hazing. Now, you know that three high school students have been arrested in that case.
I am aware of that, yes, sir.
And you know that they have been arrested and charged with, among other things, aggravated sexual assault. Now, you're saying that, and I did receive a lot of emails, especially from football coaches, you are saying that this is not the coach's responsibility, that these kids that violently sexually assault each other as a way of hazing each other, this is the fault of parents, right?
What I said, Mr. Henry, and I wanted to be very clear, first of all, I've been a varsity football coach for 20 years, and I've won four Southern Section titles. I also am a math and health teacher. And I said that coaches should not be held accountable for this kind of behavior, that the parents should. And I'm the only one who is being forthright about this. The parents of these kids are the ones that should take the blame. The kids learn this behavior, sodomizing each other and having a sexual sodomizing all over the place and sexually assaulting each other all over the place. They learn this kind of animal behavior at home. They learn it from their parents. Coaches are not to blame. And if you were at a camp and the kids are in the rooms for the night, as a coach, you're doing what you're paid to do. I'm going over game film. I'm going over a playbook.
Well, if the kids are at this camp and they're in a cabin by themselves, why are you not monitoring them?
Mr. Henry, we are talking about high school students who are ages 14, 15, 16. These young men are old enough to understand what is right and what is wrong. They certainly understand what a curfew is, and they know what time they are expected to have lights out. We are doing what we do, which is go over game film. I'm often with our offensive coordinator drawing up new plays. Then it's more film. A lot of times the coaches don't get to bed till around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. The group of people that you should be talking about are the parents. They're the ones that teach these children this disgusting animal behavior. They drop them off at our school at 8 o'clock in the morning. And for 7 hours, we've got to keep these animals from assaulting each other or otherwise keep them in enough check where they don't rape or assault one of the teachers. And then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the parents come and get them and take them home.
Well, all right. The kids are underage. Do they not need a chaperone?
Yeah, of course. But these kids, again, Mr. Andrew, 13, 14 years old, they're old enough to know what they're doing. This is how their parents taught them to have fun. I can't say anything about it. I'm a football coach. I'm not someone's nana. And I think, you know, that's what we like to say. These kids, and you, people like you, Mr. Henry, this is why I took exception.
Well, I understand you didn't like my comments, but you say that I mollycoddle the kids? Doesn't sound to me like you're blaming the parents.
Well, I'm just saying it would be better if we teach these children right from wrong and not teach them to always expect to go to mommy for everything that they need. All right? Now, you seem to indicate that the coaches can stop or intervene when one student is sexually assaulting another, and I'm not going to go there.
Why not? Why would you not stop this from happening?
Because if I walk in, and I want you to understand how it is from my standpoint, if I walk in while one student is sexually assaulting another, and then another adult walks in and sees me in the room while these guys have got their pants off, next thing you know, I'm indicted as being one of these sexual assaulters. Do you understand that?
So you're saying to me that you can't intervene when one student is sexually assaulting another because if another coach walks in?
If another coach walks in and sees me in that room at that time, while the students all have their pants off and are toweling off or doing whatever these animals do after they have their sex, and there I am, I can assure you that I am in much, much bigger trouble than if I will just stay in my cabin and study game film. These kids are old enough to know what's right, and if they don't know what's right, then I would say that these parents definitely need a talking to.
But as far as you're concerned, the sexual assault of these high school football players could not have been stopped by the coaches.
Absolutely not, and I agree wholeheartedly with Coach Fleming and Principal Abject over there at Mepham High, that they did everything they could.
So this is interesting to me. So the parents are the ones.
Let me explain to you, Mr. Andrews. The solution is...
No, you are an educator. And I'm not going to argue with you. You know your job better than I do.
Thank you.
All right. So you can't stop it. And obviously the students who are being sexually assaulted, you say they can stop it, but they choose not to.
They choose not to. That is correct.
Well, then what is the solution?
Well, the solution is the parents shouldn't, A, be raising animals to commit these sexual assaults. And the other side of it, many of these parents should quit making their sons, if you pardon the expression, look like targets for a homosexual assault. Back in my day, we used to call it gay bait. When you get your boy out there with his hair shoe shined and he's got on his fat pants and he looks all cute, now you get some of these sexual animals, and I tell you what, if you don't want your boy sexually assaulted, then I wouldn't pretty him up and make him look all cute for some of these other ball players.
So the parents are to blame on both sides, even the kids who were sexually assaulted.
Oh, absolutely. The kids who were sexually assaulted, his parents are just into this up to their necks, too. Don't even worry about that. They're the ones that send these little boys out there like jail bait, like gay bait. So all these other boys that have been taught this jail sex by their mothers and fathers, who've been taught to go ahead and sodomize another boy, they see something like this coming in, and man, I'll tell you what, that's like a fat, plump worm at the beginning of spring.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're speaking with Vernon Dozier, head coach at Belmar Academy. You have a very, very impressive 20 years in the California Interscholastic Federation. You've won four Southern Section titles.
Yes, sir.
As well as 15 division titles. You're also a math and a health teacher. You say that the coaches should not be held accountable, nor the teachers.
No, I think the blame for this has to rest where it always should have rested, and that is with the parents who train their children to become sexual deviants and who train their children to become victims. And to single out the coaches the way you did, Mr. Andrew, I think is so unfair and so wrong that I've come to expect it from talk radio over the course of the last month or so. They've been talking about this Mepham High situation. Football coaches across the country have been treated like we are lepers. We've been treated like we got bubonic plague. And I think it's time some of us speak up.
Well, I'm talking to you, Coach Dozier, and you indicate that there is no culpability because you are busy looking at game film and the kids know better and the parents should have trained them better.
That is right.
And so without, you guys don't even need to be there then.
We most certainly do. I mean, why would we not need to be there?
Well, why would you need to be there?
Because we're teaching them how to play football. See, that's the thing that you don't understand and other people in the media. We're there to teach them to play football. If they rape each other, that is the fault of a mother who decides that her boy, ought to be out there taking another guy in the butt. Or that's the result of a mother who thinks her son just ought to be all cute and gay bait looking. And when I see these single mothers drive up and drop off their sons for practice, and I'll go you one better, and that boy has gel in his hair or he's got his skateboard shoes on, I go up to her and I say, ma'am, I do not want to be held responsible because your son looks like he wants it. And I do not...
Are you saying that mothers, single mothers, are the ones that raise their sons to be gay bait, as you call it?
Without question. And these boys who have too much of their father in their life, they're the ones that turn into these sexual predators. So you got two problems. The fathers that spend too much time with their sons and influence their lives too much eventually turn those boys into homosexual rapists, and the single mothers are raising sissy boys. You know, boys just like to, bend over a coffee table or something.
All right, hold on for a minute. This guy's, this coach... Coach Dozier is talking about the Mepham High School sexual assaults, and we have blamed the wrong people for what happened. You shouldn't blame the coaches or the teachers. The parents have created these rapists, as well as they've created the victims. And one of the things he said that I think is frankly outrageous, because I was raised for a good part of my life by only my mother, that mothers, a single mother, the son you raise, eventually becomes gay bait. The object of jail rape. Opposite to that, if you are a father who has had a lot of influence in your son's life, if you're a father who is involved in your son's athletic career, you are influencing that boy to become a, quote, homosexual rapist. Quite a challenge from a high school football coach, Mr. Vernon Dozier, who says, as a coach, it's not his fault or his problem. 1-800-449-8686. I don't think I've ever heard anything quite as outrageous as that. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coach Dozier, when did you develop this coaching philosophy? This was as a result of a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Sir, I would not call it a trauma.
Well, it was an experience, right?
It was an experience. It was a college experience. I was a student coach. I was a student assistant at that time. And I was going to a small college in North Carolina, and I was on a football scholarship, and I walked in to a dorm room. At that time, we were having a camp, what we called a late camp, in late August. I walked into a dorm room, and I saw two men holding down another man while a third man was sexually assaulting that man.
Jesus.
What was the nature of your question?
Well, what did you do?
I turned right around and I walked out. The first thing I said to myself was, and at that time I was taking sociology, and I said, well, that is the son of a single mother, and the man that's assaulting him is the son of a domineering father. And I made a promise to myself that if I ever got into coaching, which of course has always been my life's dream, I would do what I could to point out the failure of these parents.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coach Vernon Dozier, he says that the sexual assaults by those students in Mepham High School, New York, was strictly the fault of the parents, single mothers, and domineering fathers, creating both types, the rapist and the victim. Dan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Or hold on for a second, Dan. I'm sorry. I got to go to Rhonda. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Hi. Calling regarding the coach.
Yes, ma'am.
Who I just heard say, watch someone be sexually assaulted, and he did nothing to help him.
Well, it's none of my concern,
the father and the mother.
It's none of my concern, ma'am.
None of your concern when you walk in on another human being?
I've got to look at game film. I've got things that, are you a single mother?
No, I am not a single mother.
All right. I would suggest that any woman out there that chooses to live without a man and raise a boy, I would suggest that she go ahead and buy the Vaseline right now rather than, because she's made her son into a rape victim.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, hold on a second.
I mean...
Hold on a second. And yeah. And what if she's a widow? Should she go ahead and buy that Vaseline then, too?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is I think that a young man needs a father in his life, but not one that's too domineering.
Right.
Okay.
Do you have children, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have children?
I'm not able to have children, though.
Yeah. God. Thank God.
I can't hear you, ma'am. Your car phone's so cheap.
I said thank God.
You date God?
She said, thank God.
I'm sorry, I can't hear her.
Yeah, I said, thank God that you are not able to have children. The reason I called is to hope that the superintendent of the school system that you work for is listening tonight and you do not have a job tomorrow.
So in other words, you're a parent trying to take the blame off of your... You see, I knew this would happen.
Absolutely not.
I knew this would happen.
Not.
You want to blame all the coaches.
Me for anybody's behavior.
If I try to stop a group of boys holding down another boy, they may think I want to join in, okay? And if somebody walks in on me trying to... They're going to immediately assume that I'm involved in that sexual assault, not trying to break it up.
And as a professional, then it's your job to have another professional with you.
They're going to think it's a gang.
So.
They're going to think it's some kind of a sick gangbang.
Yeah.
And they're.
Yeah.
Well, is your fear?
I'm not going to sacrifice 30 years of coaching because somebody like you, Rhonda, walks in and sees me trying to break it up, and you assume I'm the ringleader, because that's the kind of person you probably are. And so there's no justice in this world.
So you think that there are people, you just as soon walk away from one student as sexually assaulting another because it may be perceived that you're the ringleader.
Yeah, you got it. By Rhonda here. Ain't that right, Rhonda?
No, I think you have a job to do as a professional.
She knows
you have
it's
a
true.
Job to do.
All right, thanks, Rhonda. 1-800-449-8686. You got a problem with that lady?
She's got a problem. Look, I'm not going to wake up my offensive coach, who's Jerry Carl. And he has been with me. We both coached together in USFL. And Jerry Carl has done outstanding work with our offensive line. I'm not going to wake up my offense and go, hey, Jerry, come help me break up a gangbang. It's not going to happen.
1-800-449-8686. Dan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, my name is Dan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's pretty funny what you're doing. As a parent, I don't think you could ever do a good enough job. And as a coach, or
well, as a parent, you need to do a better job. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, if you don't question, if you're a good parent, I think you constantly question.
Good, but I'm a coach,
your behavior,
and you can't blame me for what you parents fail to do. Do you watch?
Well,
your son?
I'm wondering. I wonder what your parents did to you that you could look at another man or a child and say that they're dressed. Like they're wanting.
I'm wondering if you question what you even said. I'm not the guy that's raping these kids. Your son and your daughter.
No, but
you're
you seem to be able to have an eye to pick them out. That's pretty.
Hey, I'm there.
I don't know what the hell that's about.
I don't know. Well, how do you know?
You.
yeah, right. See?
You know, whatever.
Do you watch your son?
Whatever.
You know, do you watch your son play ball?
What's that?
Do you watch your son play ball? I guess that's too tough a question for you, huh?
Yeah, my son plays ball. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Why are you turning him into a homosexual rapist?
My son
why don't you
plays
back
the game because he loves to. If he why didn't want to play, I would have
just fucking because the guy
play.
Watches his son play ball doesn't mean he's turning him into a homosexual rapist.
I'm just talking about these fathers that are always on the sideline. Hey, coach, why don't you try this? Hey, coach, let me ask you something, sir. What position does your son play in soccer?
He doesn't play soccer.
Well, now, that's a shock.
Plays football.
That's a shock.
All right, Dan, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. He plays football.
Soccer is football. What an idiot. Let me tell you something. All of these people out there, these mothers especially, who want to turn their sons into not boys, get them off my team. I don't want them on my team.
Let's go over to Maggie. Maggie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Well, I just wanted to share that as a school employee, he is legally obligated, even if he's just as much suspected of abuse going on, and he knows firsthand it was going on.
I wasn't a school employee. I was a student at the time. There, I guess that shoots your argument all to hell, doesn't it?
Well, no,
yeah,
there you go, but
does.
There you go.
Just
what
blows your argument
being,
all to hell there, Maggie, doesn't
me.
It? Yeah, just
what about
blows
being
your
morally obligated?
Oh,
how
well,
can you as a human
I tell you what,
being,
why don't you go get the Padres, they'll punch your ticket for you. What do you mean morally obligated? I'm
instead
not going to get
being
involved in that.
Why don't you listen for
I don't want to get involved because they're going to think I'm some kind of a gay boy who's doing
you
it too.
Well, then why didn't you say something after the fact? Go and say something. If you did not... directly break it up for fear of how you might look.
Because my job
not bothering
is to coach
to
the
care.
Team. My job's to coach the team. Now you,
you
as
said
a,
you were a student.
No, I'm a coach.
Well, you said you were a student when this happened.
No, I didn't.
Well,
yes, you did.
Well,
no, I
didn't.
I don't want one
even
more single mother sissy boy wasting my time.
Then
on the
if you were a coach,
his legs together.
If you were a coach, you are still an employee,
let me
and you are
in.
Legally obligated.
Maggie, are you a single
report.
Mother, Maggie? Are you a single mother?
No,
Maggie?
I am not a single
all right,
mother.
So these people don't know what the hell they're talking about. You get me a single mother, I'll show you a woman who's got a boy with a big industrial-sized jar of Bass.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.